been an opportunity for us to have our police force react to these elements and work together to find solutions to what's been going on. We wanted to just inform the community that we feel we're well served by our police force. I feel Chief Sabowski is doing a good job. He and I had a discussion this week and had a discussion about going forward, what we'd like to see change. He had a bad day in front of the press, and I think we've learned from that. We want to go forward, try to find out what works for the public, for the press, and for our community. It gets the information out there. It's not just a quick response to something, but it's a meaningful communication to the community and respond to the concerns of the community. Safety is the biggest concern. We did a sales tax. People endorse that mightily. They want safety in our community. Nationally, it seems like that's a mantra right now. People are very much concerned about a safety in their community and that crime be taken care of. And we feel very strongly that we're committed to that. The chief and I, going forward, would make a couple changes. If he's out of town, first command, I'll know who that is, and that'll be communicated to me. If he's going to be unavailable for a certain amount of time, I will know that. Michael and I will have that availability and be able to respond to it. Number two, we're talking about lieutenants on every shift. Perhaps the lieutenants can give reports if need be, so we can get the information out quicker. We're going to sit down and meet with the press and just ask, hey, what works for you guys? What works better for you? What could we do or improve? We have a three-month plan of what we're going to work on that. Michael Redinger and I are going to rewrite the policy as far as communications and what we want to bring forth through the press. And fourthly, basically, Chief has some goals we have to meet, which we're doing with our training, staffing, what we do with our technology, what we do in policing in the community, and there's a strong commitment to continue to do the things we need to do to keep a safe community. Chief?
Yeah, no. Thanks. Yep. Acknowledging not my best press conference last week at the end there for sure, but so just taking ownership of that and making progress going forward. I think if you look at the full body of work here, overall, we've had positive relations with the media, and we certainly want to keep our community informed. So we're, as you see Saturday, we already made a transition to provide that information a little quicker using some other folks in our department, which is absolutely fine. We've got a lot of really quality people here that can fill that role, and actually even followed up with the phone interview. So I was able to do that to add a little more to the media inquiry, I guess, on that particular incident. So our goal is hearing the community and the media is to get information out quicker, but there has to be also that mutual understanding that there are things that we aren't able to divulge at certain points in time. I think that's mostly understood, but maybe not completely, and just bears a little kind of rediscussion. We have to be very careful not to compromise an investigation by putting information out that would impede that, you know, the criminal justice process. And so it's circumstance related. Like if you have a case where two people, something happened and I'm arrested immediately and there's really not much else there other than working through the reports and getting over to the prosecutor, in a case like that, we would probably be able to talk more about some of the specifics because everyone that's involved has been either talked to or it's, you know, we've done what we can with it. And when we get into cases like the past weekend where we've got a myriad of people and groups and things happening at different locations, people involved that we don't even know who's out there yet, that's a time where we would have to say very little because we don't want to put anything out there that would influence potential suspects, you know, response once they're arrested and all that and impede or upend the case. Because we want to make sure that we get justice for the victim's family and the victim and do that complete job. So, you know, it'll be different each time depending on the circumstances, but we're certainly able and willing to get that information out sooner.
I don't know if you said it or not, but is my understanding that you are on a work improvement plan now? Is that the case or is that, so what is
it? Yeah, exactly? Michael, respond to that.
Here we go.
So as the mayor highlighted, we've met.
Could you say your name again?
Yep, sure thing. Michael Redinger, Redlinger, city administrator. So as the mayor mentioned, we've met with the chief just to talk about the concerns of the press conference from earlier. We've talked about expectations for the future, and so what I can tell you is that per City of Fargo policy, we've addressed that through those proper channels. So that's what we'll say today on that. But I think really going forward, as the mayor highlighted, we heard loud and clear that there are members of the media as well as the public that have a higher expectation for timely information and briefings. And so the one thing that we're talking about as a part of this workout plan is both a communication and an operational plan so that we understand people are coming and going all throughout the week. And so if someone is not available, kind of what that command and control will look like for that delegation of authority and for the briefing for that particular event. And so I think that that will be an improvement that you'll see coming forward, but I can tell you that our expectations have been clearly communicated. The chief has agreed with those expectations. We look forward to really just moving this forward because as I've said in some of our other briefings, we have had years of progress and improvements and building upon success here in this department. And so our officers, our civilian staff, our command staff have really committed their professional lives to improving the Fargo Police Department, improving the city of Fargo's public safety. And we just want to acknowledge them, support them, and tell them that that we hear them and we understand that we can communicate more and even more clearly. But just know that this department is well led. We support certainly the command staff of this department, including the chief, and look forward to really improving that communication flow in the future. We're just very, very fortunate that we've got the staff that we've got here, and I look forward to the future.
This is for the chief. If we could just revisit August 3rd just briefly. Mm-hmm. You said you were out of town that day. You were in Florida.
Yeah.
Looking back on it now, we all saw what happened with the flow of information that day. I understand that there's some things you can't say and such, but do you have any regret about not coming back that day? Or is there a thought that crossed your mind to say, hey, maybe I should get on a plane and come out here on Sunday to do something in some way, shape, or form instead of waiting the next day?
Well, actually, I did come back on Sunday, and that's the flight that I had back. It was just it wasn't a vacation. I went down Saturday. I was coming back Sunday. So much of the communication, I was communicating throughout the whole day from the 2 a.m. start of it by phone, text, email. And so I had a flight that came back and, of course, got delayed along the way, and I got it back about 9-ish at night, 9:15 at night. So clearly getting something out through other means was a better process. And that's exactly what we did on Saturday. I think the other piece of it is, I'm glad to hear that the media is open to that as well, because sometimes there are specific requests where they want to hear from me. But my assistant chief, my commanders or lieutenants, they can certainly fill that gap if I'm not able to. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just curious about the flight itself. Was that a pre-planned flight?
Mm-hmm.
Or did
yeah.
you actually,
no, that was,
you had already arranged to come back?
Yeah, I was already going to be back Sunday night because I'm back to work Monday, and a lot of the things that I do, work-related travel with the ICP is over the weekends, and I'm working and traveling and doing things as I go. So that's not unusual at all, but I wasn't able to physically be here on Sunday.
I was just curious, what time was that flight that day?
We left Florida at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Man. Yep.
My other question is, there are some people who say chief is right, we support him, we're behind him. There are also others who say we need a change, we need to shake things up after this happens. So what do you say to people who say that you should not stay on?
Well, I'd ask them to look at the whole body of work. This department has made great strides in the last 5 years, and that's actually one of the reasons we put together this tour, which I'm kind of disappointed you're not able to do, but I'd invite you to come back because it will give you some insight into all the progress that's been made from the command level. You'll be able to meet with those folks, walk through their divisions, and they could point out to you the many things that have improved from the technology, which has been vast. The traffic safety aspect, the team, our wellness component, which is a really big piece for our department, and our reduction in crime and all the work that's being done there. But I encourage you to come back and do that.
We definitely will. Yeah. My other question is,
I just want to comment a little bit on that. So in my role, I've been chief of surgery, and oftentimes one of my surgeons can make a mistake. They can either make it with the public or with my OR crew or with somebody else. At that time, you correct the mistake. You have to talk to the surgeon, talk about what happened. But you also expect them, they're a good surgeon, talented in what they do. It's how we interact with other people has to be corrected. I've been around since 2005, and I've seen several police chiefs, quote, been asked to resign because they made some mistake. Chief Todd was asked to resign. Chief Sabalski is also. It's very common that people do that, but you have to look at the body of their work. You have to look at what's happened. So Chief was a change agent. He came here. We didn't have 10-hour shifts. We wanted 10-hour shifts. What did that do? It made our lives better for our officers. They got a weekend with their kids. We changed a variety of things in our training program. We changed a variety of things in our, we had a police academy, which we hadn't had before. Our vacancy rates are going down. Our vacancy rate used to be like 15, 20%, 3% this year. So we're able to recruit people. We're becoming one of the police forces in the community that people look at as a leader of what's going on. So the task that he's been assigned with is bringing crime down. The traffic team is bringing arrests in. So the things that we've asked him to do, he's doing. And that's what people have to do, is let's look at the body of his work. He's apologized for his bad day. We talked about it. He's going to work on that as far as public relations. That's something that we all kind of work on. And so that has to be done. But again, I would say you would have to always, whenever you judge anything, and Michael and I know that as well, it's in his role, you have to look at what is he doing and what was he tasked to do.
Again, for the chief, I've covered other police departments in other cities, and I've seen situations where a police chief or police commissioner actually goes to a scene in some cases, mm-hmm. if it's severe enough, to just reassure the public and be out there as a presence, not just, you know, doing things in-house, but also being out on the scene to put a face to the sure. words and such. Has there been any discussion about you actually going to a scene itself, no matter what it is going forward, to kind of be a presence for the public, to be reassured that you're on top of things, mm-hmm. not just here, but also in the field?
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of perspectives on that. One, actually, I do go out to scenes when they happen, and I'm working or not working. Last night I went out to the shooting scene in Moorhead, where our officers, as part of the Red River Valley SWAT team, were involved in that incident. So that's definitely something that I do. We don't have that many incidents like that. I do ride-alongs with the cops. About a month ago, I did a ride-along on the evening shift, and actually, as part of that, we did foot patrol with the officers downtown and engaged with the community down there. So that's something that I do every so often as a matter of my position as well, just to see what's happening with the streets. But the other thing is, too, in these involved incidents, a lot of times our folks know what they're doing, and they don't need me to stand next to them necessarily. From the community perspective, I think, sure, we could get out more and engage that to provide that information to the community. But so I'm open to that. But again, we all have our roles to fill. And at any given point, we've had people that have come in here and worked a ton of hours, and I have as well. We got to manage our resources. And so that messenger could be me. It could be somebody else. And I think that's an excellent option to help assuage some of those concerns sooner.
Just two more quick questions.
Sure.
One is, has there been any discussion about possibly holding more community meetings with, say, mm-hmm. yourself, the mayor, or both of you, to better engage with the public mm-hmm. from your perspective, not just officers talking to the community, but you getting out there and taking those questions, not just from the media, but from the public as well, because they also have questions that they have in their neighborhoods and such that they may
sure.
want to talk to you about.
Yeah, well, actually, that's something that is on our agenda. And, with the discontinuation of the advisory board, a lot of the discussions that we had on that board and a lot of the goals were moving it from that formal platform to get out into communities, go to different parts of the city, and host these town hall events. If you recall, probably about 2 years ago, we had several town hall events about traffic safety where we went out and met with those neighborhood communities to talk about those issues. And that led to the traffic safety team. It also led to the passage of legislation on the owner liability law, which after the second session got passed. It's going to be significant in helping us reduce some of those fleeing calls. So 100% great point, and that is on our docket going forward to do just that.
And my last question is this, just kind of round things up. What is your message to the public as you're moving forward to reassure them that you're still the one who should be in charge mm-hmm. and that they should have confidence in you in leading the department, and also reassuring them again in these times of tragedy mm-hmm. that you'll be there for them to tell them that everything's going to be okay, and you can't, like you say, crime is going to happen, but in these instances that you'll be there to tell them that we're on top of things.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm committed to that. I'm committed to the city of Fargo and our department. I don't want the community to have any doubt about that level of commitment. I mean, in addition to the things I do here at the department, I'm on the board for the Red River Boys and Girls Club and a Rotary member and other things. So I am doing all of those engagement pieces as well in addition to the other duties. But certainly, if there's any question about my level of commitment or if they would like to meet with me, I do meet with folks on a pretty regular basis who come in and have questions or concerns. I'm happy to do that. And I think if you look at the department's growth and the capacity that it's grown in the past 5 years, which is really some of the things that I've got some info for you here to look at as well. That's on our website. We've come leaps and bounds in terms of everything that we're doing, from community policing to solving crimes to bringing in the technology to make our community safer. And we're going to keep doing that. Our goal is to, the almost impossible goal of let's get zero crime, right? And certainly concentrate on violent crime, number one. And I think, absent the really bad couple of weekends that we've had, we've been pretty successful. But we got to make that consistent. And that's really what we're aimed to do.
Anything else anyone wants to add?
Well, I think this community is committed to safety. We did a sales tax in which the public went out and wanted to put more money into police and fire. So I think our community very much, that's part of our mantra in this community, the metro area, is it a safe area to live? We're recruiting people. We're number two state in the nation as far as recruiting people into our state to work. So the availability of people to come in the community and have a job and then know that they're safe and their families are safe is really critical. So the chief knows we need to do that. We can have another town hall on traffic safety because we had a huge amount of people come out to that. We can bring the statistics out and show people what's happened. We can do that. Difficulty sometimes when we do town halls, if we do downtown and city commission, what about south side? What about north side? Can we have it a school system? Can we have it somewhere else where people can have dialogue? I think the chief would more than welcome that because we like to hear from the public and hear what the public is thinking, because that's the only way you get an idea of what's going on. We've learned a few things about the incidents that happen. Is the public wants to have somebody standing in front of a camera talking to you and telling you what's going on. They want to have as much information as they can have at that time, although we may not have all the information, and they want to be assured they're safe. So those are the lessons we learned. Somebody asked yesterday, how can you guarantee? There's no guarantees in life. You can get in your car and get in a car accident. I mean, a variety of things can happen to any one of us. But the reality is it's reacting to the event that happens. And in our community, we're seeing violence. All across the nation, we're seeing violence. So it's time that the community stands up, has the police force, the people who have the tools they need to combat the issues that are going on. And that's truly where we have to get in our community. When I sell the community, and we're growing 20% last 10 years, the reason we're growing is people like the community. We have to keep that going on. And so to me, part of it, what the chief is, task is, get the media where we're comfortable with each other and people are happy with the information they're getting. Two is get out there and meet the public, talk to the public to answer those questions. And then and I know, police chief is always one of those pivotal persons in a community that people either like or dislike, and you got to figure it out. Is he doing his job? So we feel he's doing his job. We feel we have a great police force in our community, and we'll continue to support that.
One more quick question, sorry, before I go up. What about the city commission, though? Because there's August 18th meeting. How do you convince other city commissioners? Because Dave Pepcorn has said that he's going to bring a vote, a request to have a vote taken on the future of the police chief. How do you convince all the city commissioners that you say what you're saying about keeping the police chief, but some may not still think like that? Do you think that vote is going to be taken first off, and do you think that there are going to be other commissioners who may think that there should be a change despite what you're doing?
Commissioner Pepcorn has said that before. He brought it to the commission one time to vote to remove the police chief. So that's not something he has done in the past. What we're going to talk about is governance and how we govern and how this function works and what the commission's role in is, what our role is in those particular areas. And so you have to follow process. If you want somebody removed, there's a process that's followed in any kind of commission-type system. And I can have Mike comment to that, but that's what you would have to follow. And Commissioner Pepcorn isn't following that.
Thank you.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is that with all of our City of Fargo employees, there is a civil service system that is in place. I would just say that there is a procedure to look at claims and to talk about issues. We have done that per city policy, and I'll just leave it at that for today.